بسم الله.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. I beseech the Almighty God, very humbly, to help us so that our speech, our ideas, our thoughts, and our acts and practices will be in the line that will appease him and win his pleasure. First of all, I would like to congratulate the week of government to honorable brothers and sisters. And also, I would like to congratulate this occasion to all executives and different levels of the management of the country. And also, we honor the memory of the martyrs and the week of government is the week of martyrs as well. The remembrance of the names of Martyr Rajai and Bahonar, who were the symbol of practice and knowledge, these two brothers, in the week of government is an opportune occasion. It is a symbolic and valuable move. It means that in our public behavior, I mean, the officials who are in charge of different parts of the country, different organizations, in their behavior, should reflect the values that these two valuable personalities showed us. I deem it necessary here to thank the officials, the personal president, honorable president, the honorable ministers and high-ranking officials in the executive, and all managers on different levels. I really like to thank all of them because you make efforts, you work hard, very sympathetically, and you work for the people. God willing, the Almighty God will bless you and will reward you in the hereafter. And we regard you in this world. The word in this world means the outcome of your works will be reflected in the life of the people, and the people feel the outcome of your works, where you render services to them, and their lives will be accompanied with welfare. I would like to mention a few points to you, dear ones. First of all, God has blessed you with an opportunity to be able to serve the people. It is very valuable. It is very precious. It is precious that you are in a position that you can render services to the people. This open hand for serving the people and serving the objectives of the people is a very precious thing. In fact, for several centuries, we didn't have any power in doing the, in discharging the duties or in doing the things that we really liked. Today you have the power. You have to appreciate it and you have to thank God, and you beseech God to grant you with more success in this regard. Beseech to grant you the success to render more and more services to the people and utilize this opportunity. Fortunately, these are the holy months. These are very holidays and very future, the month of Ramadan will come, which is the feast of the God, the month of God's or divine feast. And the spirituality is available. Utilize this opportunity, this feast, and we have to pay more attention to spirituality, which will help in rendering services. This government has a number of specific characteristics or outstanding characteristics, and I would like to emphasize on them or mention them. These have been mentioned a number of times, but at the same time, it is good to mention them for you to pay attention. What are your advantages? The titles, the names, the positions, the seats. Do not give personality to anybody. Real dignity and honor lie in other meanings. As according to a tradition, Ashraf Ummati Hamalatul Quran, Ashab al Layl. In fact, dignity in our honor in Islamic system has a different meaning from those in materialistic systems. Those who during the night time worship God or carry out difficult tasks for the sake of people, or those who are Hamalatul Quran, that is, they recite Quran and they move ahead on the basis of the teachings of the Quran. These are the honorable people, dignified people, those who have money and they have social status. They are not considered, let's say, aristocrats or the honorable in the Islamic system. So there are something which are real advantages. We have to pay attention to them. My just mentioning here is for the in the first place for you in order to realize what are the sources of your dignity. I have mentioned some of them here. I will and then in the public the people would realize when we appreciate a government or a group, what are the reasons, what is the main issue. One of the features of this government is that it is a government of hard working, government of action. The energy and viability is very outstanding in this government. Thanks God, from the very first year you have moved with full energy, and now after 3 years we feel that you have the same energy and activity and action. So it is quite felt. It has not declined. It is a very precious thing. There is seriousness in serving the people, going to different cities, going to small cities, to all parts of the country. From the viewpoint of professional analysis, you are not neglecting any spot of the country. This is the first advantage. Any group that enjoys this advantage should be appreciated, and we should be sure that the Almighty God would assist such a group and would reward such a group. The second advantage of this government is abiding by the slogans which are compatible with imams' slogans and discourse, and slogans and discourse of the revolution. It is very precious. We cannot overlook this. No one can overlook this. Anybody who loves the revolution should appreciate it. Anybody who loves the progress of the country, within the framework of the revolution should appreciate it. Justice, seeking justice, became very strong in this government. The slogan of egalitarianism or seeking justice very seriously affected the behavior and actions of the government. Another feature is campaign against arrogance. If it has its revolutionary meaning, it became very distinct or very palpable in this government. Campaign against arrogance doesn't mean any animosity against the governments of the world. It means hostility against arrogance. Arrogance is an impediment to the mankind. Any government or any nation that is arrogant, it is an impediment. Today, the symbols of arrogance are Zionism and the U.S. administration. But any government or any entity or any group that show arrogance, it is considered an impediment in the life of mankind. So campaign, this arrogance is an Islamic ideal. It is one of the features of this government. Unfortunately, it is outstanding. Another advantage or characteristic is preservation of the national dignity and giving up inaction or passivity towards domination, aggression, and excessive policies of others. Not being giving up shameless or vis-a-vis the West and others. We feel in this government that you are paying attention to national dignity and real spiritual independence. Spiritual independence stems from here. It doesn't. Independence is not confined to slogans, even regarding economic. Even if you achieve high economic growth, no, it is not independence. Independence means believing in one's dignity, in a nation's dignity, and attaching significance to it, and making efforts to preserve that dignity. And against those who invade and those who even satirize, one should not ashamed of its stances or their stances and even statements. During the past, unfortunately, some of those who were related and who were officials or were related to officials or were officials, as if they were ashamed of the discourse of the revolution vis-a-vis others. And they felt shy to utter the truth of the revolution or follow them up or to pay attention to them. It was a great calamity, but you don't have this characteristic. And one of the manifestations of defense of the national dignity is nuclear technology. The issue of nuclear technology is not only merely wanting a technology that others didn't want us to have. Yes, it was only part of the story. Another part of the story is that the unabashed invading, bullying powers and their extensions and satellites, worthless satellites, tried to impose their words on the Iranian nation. Well, the Iranian nation, your government, the person of president, stood firm against bullying, imposition, and excessive demands. God Almighty helped you and you went ahead and you progressed. These are the parts of the public discourse of the government which is important for me. The trend of West toxication, which was infiltrating into the body of the government, was stopped by you. It is very important. Well, there are some people who may be enchanted with a civilization or a country in our country due to any reason. But when It infiltrates into the body of the managers of the revolution. It is very dangerous. So it was seen, but now has been stopped. Now, secularistic or secular tendencies or inclinations which was infiltrating into the body of the managers has been stopped. The revolutionary system which was based on the Quran and religion, and due to this reason enjoys the support of the millions of citizens who send their youth to the dangerous fields, then the officials would talk of secular concepts. It means you are sitting on the branch and you are just cutting it yourself. It means you are uprooting yourself. It was very dangerous. Thanks God. All these have been stopped. Or you have the courage in order to bring about changes. This is one of the features of this government, in order to bring about changes. You take action, you have the courage. I don't say that all these actions are 100% correct. There may be some mistakes, but the very fact that you have the courage to face the problems and decide to take action in order to solve the problems, it is very valuable. Unfortunately, you have this feature. Courage to fight corruption. Fighting corruption is a very difficult task. Once I was saying that the dragon of corruption has 7 heads. It is not easy to behead this dragon. It is a gigantic task. I don't say that you have just killed this dragon. No, but you have the courage to fight it. Well, when you are clean and you are not contaminated with corruption, I mean the cabinet itself, you have more courage to do so, to fight against corruption. In the previous cabinets also, we had many clean figures, but they didn't have a courage to fight. But to fight corruption, it's an advantage that you have. The spirit of aggression against international bullies. You know, sometimes the international bullies say you have done this, and then we say no, we didn't, by God, no. But sometimes when they have bullying, and they are bullying and they are aggressing, they have also many weak points. They commit crimes, they are corrupt, they violate human rights, they violate the rights of the nations. They trample upon the human beings, and they commit all nasty things, and then they demand others not to do many things. So we have to be aggressive, we have to mention their weak points. So we are not supposed to find responses to international aggressions. In the early years, I was asked, what is your response to this statement or demand? I said, we don't have answer. We have some claims regarding the women, regarding human rights. We have our own claims regarding fundamental rights of human beings. We have our own viewpoints. They are to be blamed. We are not supposed to give answer to them. Why should they ask? It's totally irrelevant. They shouldn't ask. They shouldn't claim. This is the spirit of revolution, or revolutionary spirit. So it clarifies the truth. So this is the general discourse of the government that is reviving some of the essential characteristics of the revolution and logic of the Imam Khomeini, and confronting those who wanted to abrogate or eliminate these fundamental concepts, or they said that they have been abrogated or eliminated. This is the second characteristic or advantage of this cabinet. The third one is your popular characteristics. It's very good. You are very popular. And, you know, your advantage is not on your appearances. It is on the fact that you have to be at the level of the people. You have to be popular, just like the people. Go to the join the people. Be among the people. It is, you have this advantage. Preserve it, and very simplicity in your lifestyle. Particularly, it is outstanding in President himself. In officials too, thanks God, these characteristic is there, more or less. Simplicity is in lifestyle is very precious. You know, if you go for luxury, aristocracy, and extravagance, you know, it is bad. If you want to eliminate them, we cannot do it through statements. On the one hand, you state, and on the other, your people realize that you behave in another way. You have to practice it. Your practice should be the best reason for your statements so that it will be effective. You have these. You have reduced your gap with the weak strata and reduce it more. These are three characteristics of the government. من لم يشكر المخلوق لم يشكر الخالق. One who doesn't thank God, doesn't thank the people, creature doesn't thank the creator. It is my duty when I see these features in this government. If I don't appreciate and thank, naturally, I haven't thanked God. God would not be pleased with us. God really loves us to thank the good practices and the good deeds. It is my duty to thank you because of these features and characteristics and support the government. Of course, supporting the government is not confined to this government. We have always me and the Imam, peace be upon him, used to support the governments, the chiefs of executive, and the reason is clear, because the main burden of managing the country is on the shoulder of the executive. And therefore, the system must support the executive, the president, the cabinets, the officials. Imam used to support, and in the past also always I supported them. But the features that I mentioned, in fact, encourages us to support more and to just be more serious in this support. It doesn't mean that we are closing our eyes on the weakness of the government. You are human beings. You have some shortcomings, some weaknesses. You wanted to do something you haven't done. You didn't think about some things. You have to think about them, to do them. These are there. Well, in private sessions with the president and other officials, and in many public sessions, just like this meeting, which is the meeting with the cabinet, I have mentioned those points, but the support is there. There are a few points I would like to mention. One of them is about the demands. We have always mentioned in the meetings with the government and cabinet. Now I would like to emphasize on them. When the demands in the previous years were mentioned, so they are important. These are what we expect you, the high-ranking officials of the country and the executive, pay attention to them. One of them is abiding by the law. The rule of law should be there. When the law goes ahead within the framework of the Constitution, then it becomes certain and firm. And the same parliament or the executive or others may prepare the grounds for a law to be implemented or changed. There is no problem. Through the plans, proposals, or bills, or decision makings in different sectors, the law may be changed. There is no problem. If there are weaknesses, well, change the law. But so long as the law is there, it must definitely be implemented and must be abided by. I emphasize on this point. In different sectors, sometimes you may believe that the legal procedure has not been correct, then you are not in charge of this process or this issue. When the parliament, within the framework of the constitution, announces something, then it is law and the executive should implement it exactly. But if there are any weaknesses, then this change should be changed, whether regarding the parliament or the guardian councils and so on. So the law should be, you should abide by the law. Then supervising or monitoring those who are under your supervision or your inferiors, you, the high-ranking managers, must supervise and monitor your organizations. It is very important. You have to have insightful eyes, and when you watch the organization you are managing, it can guarantee the correctness and progress. If you neglect, then there may be some problem in the sector that you are overlooking it. Human beings are not just like a machine that you push a button and then the machine starts working. No, the human beings are a collection of the wills, thoughts, ideas, tastes, carnal desires, whims, and desires, whether correct or incorrect. When you decide something and you have to just implement it, then it may face some of the problem because of the whims, because of the wills, taste, thoughts, and maybe stopped. Just like a water, when it faces a small stone, it is stopped. You have to remove those hurdles and obstacles. It will not possible. It is not possible unless through supervision, and Mr. President has to supervise over his ministers. But it shouldn't contradict the independence of the ministers, because they have legal responsibilities and they have got the vote of confidence from the parliament, but should be independent. But they should be at the same time supervised. They have to be independent. At the same time, they have to be supervised by the president. This is one point. Another point is you have to follow up the implementation of the enactments, particularly when you give promises to during your trips or when you approve something in your trip. For instance, you see the government promises, says that we have approved 200 projects in so-and-so province. You have to follow, to seriously follow them in order to implement them. Regarding statistics, you know, I have a long experience when I was president, and after that, you know, they give some reports that it has been done, so and so has been done. And when we watch it, when we assess it, we realize that the report is not wrong, but it is not proper. They haven't lied to you, but at the same time, what you want hasn't happened. This is the problem. So you have to be watchful and careful that what you want should be implemented and should be taken up and completed. You know, the reports that you receive may be different from what has happened. So you have to be very precise so that the promises that you give to the people, they should be implemented with precision and with meticulousness. Well, as I said, you are a popular government. When the people hear you or listen to you, they feel that you belong to them. You don't talk to the people from the position of arrogance. Therefore, it increases the demands of the people. Although it is good, but it increases the demands. If then you do contrary to the demand of the people, it, in fact, weakens the faith of the people in you. So when you give a promise, you have to do it. If you cannot, then you straightforward tell the people that it is not possible. When I was president, when Mr. Ahmadinejad, Dr. Ahmadinejad became the president in early years, I told him, it was a specific case, I don't want to mention it now, I told him, it may create some problem for you, this case. It had been already decided. I told him, tell the people very straightforward that we cannot do this. Then the people will accept from you. But he didn't find it expedient and he didn't do it. He thought that it is not just expedient. I didn't force him to do so, so he didn't consider it expedient. If you go to a province and give a if you go to a province and give a promise, and you feel that it creates inflation or it may create some problems for other sectors, tell the people straightforward that we have decided so, but it is not possible. Unfortunately, it is better than not explaining to the people. Interaction with the other two powers is very important with judiciary and with legislative. Although there may be some problem, you have to tolerate those problems. Systematic interaction with the elite and the professionals, even the opponents, you have to interact with the elite of the society. The elite should not be forgotten. I believe that according to the statement of Imam Ali, when there are differences of opinion between the view, between the demand of the elite and the people, the demand of the people or the viewpoint of the people is superior. It has been mentioned in Imam Ali's letter to Malik Ashtar, but it is not always so. Sometimes the elite have some viewpoints. You have to utilize them. As it is said that everything is known by everybody and everything can be done by all. You have to utilize the viewpoints of all. And also you have to use the workforce. Another point is giving proper information to the people. I see that when you are going to provinces, you give information to the people. But I think that in a very artistic manner, not through just normal reports, you give information to the people. Today's report was exceptional. It must be aired. The ministers have to prepare their plans in order to give report to the people. It's not an easy task. It is difficult. So you have to give report to the people so that you win the support of the people. It is a very complicated issue. Another recommendation that I have for you, and I would like to emphasize again, is information technology. You have a department for that. It helps, but you have to pay more attention. It is a base. It is among the fundamental tasks in the country. If we improve it, then we can really build on that basis. Another category is culture. According to report, to your report, you have done some, you have taken some steps. I am in the picture, but regarding culture, it is very important, as we have mentioned a number of times, it is just like air in which you breathe. The child, the adults, the elderly, the officials, unofficials, all breath in the atmosphere. You have to improve the atmosphere, cultural atmosphere, so that everybody breathes correctly. Pay attention to the beliefs of the people, to the criticisms. Criticism is different from destruction. Many people try to destroy by calling it a criticism, but where there is criticism and some with have benevolent viewpoints, and pay attention to the positive aspects and at the same time just mention criticisms, you have to listen to them. You don't listen to them, but don't implement what they say, but listen to them, and wherever it is correct, just take action. These are the points I mentioned, and now we have already mentioned some of these points, so you have to pay attention to them. Regarding the last years of this government, let me tell you, there are a few points about it. First, in this last year, go ahead with the spirit of the first year. I feel that it is so, but at the same time, let me mention it. Do not think that this is the last year of your government, as if a person who is to work for another 5 years work like this. Suppose that in the this year plus another 4 years is in your control. And look at the things through this perspective and take action. This is one point. Second, priority should go to semi-completed projects. This is innovation and prosperity. Innovation doesn't mean that you bring about new projects. It means finding new ways and then using them as plan and project for this government or any other government up to the next 20 years. This is the meaning of innovation. That is finding new ways. Prosperity means what you have done till now should bear fruit for the people. The incomplete projects, whether launched in your government or the previous government, should bear fruit, should be completed. It is very important so that the people use the fruits of those services. The third recommendation is information dissemination. Another point which is very important on the occasion of these recommendations is the decade that we have ahead. That is the decade of progress and justice. These are the slogans for the next decade. Progress and justice. I don't mean that we haven't progressed or we haven't paid proper attention to justice. No. During the next decade, we want to have an all-out progress and widespread justice. The grounds are prepared, fortunately. This decade should be the discourse of the officials should be progress and development, progress and justice. Of course, justice is evident. Without spirituality and rationality, we cannot achieve justice. I have mentioned it earlier. If there is no spirituality, justice will become a hypocrisy. If rationality is there, then justice will not be materialized and established. What you think that it is justice, no, it will not be real justice. Therefore, justice without rationality and spirituality is not possible. But without justice, progress is meaningless. And without progress, we cannot have proper justice. We need progress and justice. If you want to become a model, a role model for Islamic countries, you have to pay attention to this discourse as a real discourse and true discourse of the government. And it should be a sublime objective for which all of us should work. I hope that the Almighty God would be appeased with all of us and help all of us. And the heart of the Imam of the time will be happy with all of us. Hope that we'll be able to serve this system, serve the religion, serve the people. And God will be happy with us. You know, life is just passing very quickly. And you remember that the first session that we had with you, we said that this is the first session with the government, but it will just pass very quickly when we come to the last session. I think I just mentioned something like this. You know that the life passes very quickly and time passes very quickly. I hope that when in the hereafter we are present or we are summoned by God in the hereafter, we will not be ashamed of ourselves. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.